Vice President Pakwisi Misa Arthur has reiterated the need for the Ghana Armed Forces to collaborate with the Ghana Police Service to effectively ensure that the December elections are violence-free. In view of this, the Ghana Armed Forces Council and the Police Council will soon meet to agree on modalities and processes to protect the integrity of the elections. Vice President Mr. Arthur said this at a special meeting of the Ghana Armed Forces Council at the Ministry of Defence in Accra. Our presidential correspondent said AER reports.
The special meeting of the Ghana Armed Forces Council was to officially welcome the Vice President to the Ministry of Defence, introduce him to the members of the Council, and to give him a presentation on the Ministry and the Armed Forces. Vice President Emisatha inspected a guard of honor and was taken around the military museum. He said the recent transition following the death of Professor Atta Mills is receiving acknowledgement worldwide.
I hope that and I pray that the Ghana Armed Forces will maintain the peace and orderliness of this country in the period that we are entering, the period of elections, when in many countries that has been a source of tension and of discord. We are going into an election and we need to cooperate with other security agencies, especially the Ghana Police Service, in making sure that there's peace and orderliness in the election that we are going to have. So I hope that the Armed Forces Council will work together with the Police Council to ensure a peaceful election in this country.
The Minister of Defense, Lieutenant General Joseph Henry Smith, said the success of the Council over the years has stemmed from teamwork. Thus, he said, will be sustained.
On assumption of its mandate in January 2009, the NDC government found the armed forces in an almost run-down state. Armed forces equipment items were inadequate and dysfunctional as a result of fair wear and tear, and accommodation for soldiers was in a deplorable state. To reverse this situation, a medium-term strategic plan was drawn spanning the period 2009 to 2012 to retool the armed forces and improve an accommodation for troops in the Army, Navy and the Air Force. This strategic plan has already been presented to the Armed Forces Council and Cabinet.
Vice President Emisatha later presided over the Council's meeting, which was held behind closed doors.
Set AER reporting.